Welcome to Build Your Dream Network. I'm Kelly Hoey. I see people struggling to connect effectively all the time, so I created this podcast to help you master your network building needs. Whether you're seeking a new job, looking for a promotion, or scaling your business, you need a network, and you're in the right place to get the advice you need. And don't worry, my advice is real. It's actionable and practical because it's the advice I follow and is what has transformed my career from the traditional to the unexpected. So let's get started. A phrase I've heard all too frequently is, "I hate to ask." And I've heard these words uttered by experienced professionals as well as students, by those who have a job and those who are seeking a job. As this appears to be a common affliction, let's forget what the ask is and think about why we hesitate to ask for the help we need. There is a lot of research on this, and a lot of it was outlined in a New York Times post, and they explained we don't ask because we don't want to feel stupid, incompetent, needy, weak, or hurt. Hurt if we don't get a response or the answer we need. Or we feel vulnerable because we give up control to someone else. And then, as that New York Times article highlighted, there's the fear of what someone else is going to ask for in return. Yeah, yikes. Networking is always about reciprocity, the give before the get. And when someone bails us out, does this now mean a massive networking debt that we feel required to return no matter what because the other person has helped us out in a time of urgency? Yeah, the imbalance of what we ask for and what the other person now feels entitled to seek from us, well, that could hold us back from asking for help. There's another. The failure to ask could actually be simple to resolve because the source of the problem is not imposter syndrome or complex office dynamics or intense family relationships. The failure to ask could be, well, because we just don't want to inconvenience the other person. Inconvenience is worth worrying about, but it shouldn't kibosh making an ask. As a recruiter, Jennifer Johnson shared with me when I interviewed her for my book and asked her the key to her networking success. And I'm going to quote directly from page 28 of my book. "The key is to know what people are capable of taking on and what's going on in their lives at any moment so you know how you can help them and what you can reasonably ask them to do." I interviewed Jennifer in 2015, and this advice, "The key is to know what people are capable of taking on and what's going on in their lives at any moment so you know what you can reasonably ask," well, that advice is as important and valuable and relevant today as when Jennifer first shared it with me. Stop for a moment to think about your ask. You know, that one you're hesitating on? Is it so big that it will be an inconvenient time suck for the other person? If so, can you break down your ask into smaller asks and spread out the commitment so the weight of it is carried out by several people? What if you're unsure if the ask is an inconvenience? Let's say you've automatically assumed it is. What if instead you reach out to see if the other person does have capacity to help before you actually ask them to help you? When you do go to make the ask, don't make it more cumbersome and complicated by scheduling a Zoom. If you're seeking an answer, make it manageable for the other person to answer. Ask the question. Be straightforward. If, and that's a big if, you feel an explanation is needed along with the ask, my suggestion is to put the "here's what I need" ask your ask first, and the background details on why you're seeking help and why the other person is the one you're seeking help from put that second. From my own experience, sometimes explanations are needed, sometimes they are not, and sometimes they just get in the way and don't boost your cause. So put the ask up front, because guess what? Some people just want to help. They've been in your shoes. They've had others do the same for them, so this is how they pay it back by paying it forward. And there is a real helper's high, a dopamine hit from lending a hand. It's real. So by not asking, you're depriving someone of that helper's high. Here's the Build Your Dream Network bottom line this week. Make your ask clear. Deliver it in a way that is highly convenient for the other person to provide you with an answer. Make it easy for them to see what you need and to act quickly. And I'm going to take the opportunity to ask for your help this week. My ask is this. Let me know if this guidance on the podcast is helpful. You can find my contact information on my website, jkellyhoey.co, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening to Build Your Dream Network. Stay connected and don't miss a networking insight by subscribing to the podcast. And while you're there, I'd love you to rate and review the show too. Are you looking for more networking advice? Pick up a copy of my book, Build Your Dream Network. It's your guide to modern networking. I'd like to hear your networking questions, tips, and ideas. Connect with me via my website, jkellyhoey.co. You'll find links to all my social media accounts, plus a contact form to email me your questions. I'm Kelly Hoey, and I'll be back again next week to tackle your networking challenges.